Amen. Be reading momentarily from Mark, the 5th chapter. I want to say again, we appreciate the opportunity to be here in these revival services with you. And we want to have revival everywhere we go. Amen. We just want to see the will of God done. That is our passion and our desire. Facilitate the will of God everywhere that we go. And so we're here, and so let's all facilitate the will of God together. Amen. Thank you to the Cowans for their great hospitality. These are good people, in case y'all didn't know that. And the sacrifice of their time and effort and energy, finances. And so we honor them today. And we appreciate your attendance in the house of the Lord. Man, it's not just that you're at church, but that you let something happen at the house of the Lord. Amen. Man, I am convinced that good things and great things happened everywhere Jesus went, but not to everybody where Jesus went. Amen. I don't want to be pessimistic or sound negative today, but the law of averages and probability declare that more than likely more people were unaffected by the ministry of Jesus than that were. Amen. Not everybody whose street he walked down got a miracle. Amen. But it's hard to find any place in your Bible where somebody put forth a concerted effort and nothing happened to them. I think there's a message in there somewhere. Man, well, you got to have Jesus. And but you've got to do right with Jesus. Paul would say that we all heard, I'm paraphrasing from Hebrews, we heard the same message. We were in the same service. Amen. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard the word. And so the same word, the same song, same church service, same opportunity, same presence of the Lord. Amen. The only thing that was different was either the presence or the lack of faith. And so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. I want to encourage us today. Let's get everything we can today. Amen. Verse number 1 of Mark chapter 5. They came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, don't overlook any of this today. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Amen. The man with the impossible situation got his miracle. Again, not just because Jesus showed up, but because he did right with the presence of the Lord. When he recognized the opportunity for deliverance, when he saw Jesus afar off, he had to put forth some effort, didn't he? You know, it's hard to see something you're not looking for. Amen. He saw Jesus afar off, and he ran to where Jesus was and worshiped him. Amen. I really want to help every one of us in this place today. God burdened my heart this morning in prayer with this Bible story, and I just want to try to mind the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Preach from these scriptures, from this thought today. Revival in Gadara. Revival in Gadara. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Lord bless you so very, very much. If you have been in and around the church any length of time, there are certain places and stories in your Bible that very quickly become quite familiar. I grew up in church, and I'm thankful for that, and grew up attending Sunday school classes and quoting the memory verses and playing the sword drills and singing all the songs, giving the offerings. And I appreciate my heritage, the privilege of being raised in the truth. I really do appreciate that. And there were certain places in my Bible and that had stood out to me so indelibly that it just became a part of what I was and how I thought. And as a matter of fact, it was and still is in some ways somewhat humorous when I think about the very, very early days of my ministry. And I've talked with my wife and others about this. It appeared that it was impossible for me to even preach any sermon without talking about blind Bartimaeus, the one with the issue of blood, and the demoniac of Gadara. And it's not just funny, honestly. Now it's a little bit sad because it's testimony that I was very familiar with those stories, but I wasn't very familiar with many others. And so God can only work with what He's got to work with. And I'm thankful that He had those three miracles in my mind to work with, but I'm even more thankful today that He's got just a little bit more than that to work with today. But yet instills some 30 years later, give or take, we're still back here at the demoniac of Gadara. And this is a very interesting story to me. There's a lot of between the lines involved in this. If you know anything about human nature and you've lived long enough to understand how people think and how they live, and just, you know, people are people everywhere. There's different cultures and different dress codes and different religions, but people are still people. And Bible said that when the ship that Jesus was riding in came to the other side of that sea, that they came into the country of the Gadarenes. It's the area of Gadara. Gadara. The Bible said that there was a man that immediately, as soon as Jesus stepped out of the boat, there was a man that met him there. This man had a boatload of problems. This man had what we would call serious issues. This was not your ordinary, typical, run-of-the-mill, everyday situation. Now, most of the people in Gadara lived what we would call normal lives. They got up. They ate their breakfast. They got the kids ready for school. They went off to work. They come home for dinner. They took care of the evening chores. And they went to bed, and tomorrow looks a whole lot like today, which looks a whole lot like yesterday. But there was a normality about this region that was abnormal. It was an abnormal normal because of the extremity of this man's problems. I'm being not necessarily pulled in different directions today, but I feel the importance of trying to minister to people who say, you know what, I think everything's okay. I don't really need anything drastic. I don't really need anything out of the ordinary. Life is good. Living a normal life. Now I know of so and so. Now, man, now they're a basket case. They've got all kind of problems. They really need Jesus, but I just don't know that Jesus could do that much for me, because I don't really have any problems. Got a little money in the bank, and my health is reasonably stable, and family's pretty normal. Oh, we got Uncle So-and-so, but you know, there's one of them in every family. You know, just a normal life. And most everybody in Gadara lived a normal life. I'm going to tell you something, that normality to a lot of people will cause their destruction. We're living in a society of extremity. Amen. I'm not glad about it. I'm just saying what I see, and just relating my perspective and my perception, that it seems anymore, if you don't have some kind of problem, there's something wrong with you. You've got to be normal, you've got to be abnormal. You've got to have some kind of syndrome or some kind of condition or some kind of mental illness, or there's got to be something you're taking medicine for, or you're not normal. You've got to have some kind of diagnosis, some kind of phobia, some kind of issue. Are you hearing the preaching today? Amen. But can I tell you, that is a lie from hell. There's a reason why this world feels that way, because hell has sold our generation a bill of goods. And it's full of deception and full of lies and full of corruption. You know as well as I do that social media does not help rectify this situation. But it promotes it. It makes everybody's problems more prominent. That man, and all around me, everywhere, the headlines, the pop-ups, the news feed, and all of this all around me is abnormality and problem and issue and syndrome and phobia and diagnosis. And so if I'm normal, I'm abnormal anymore. Satan wants to use any avenue that he's allowed to walk down. Amen. Satan will come into the heart and mind of a normal human being and say, you're not a candidate for revival. Amen. You've got it good enough already. Amen. There's not much Jesus can do for somebody like you because you don't have any real problems. Amen. I want to preach to some normal people today. Everybody's a candidate for revival. Oh, I feel my help coming down right now. Amen. Stop letting the pressures of this present society, amen, try to force you into the mold of perversion. Amen. Trying to say that if you're not like so and so, amen, there's something wrong with you. You know what? I'm not my own, but I've been bought with a price. I'm going to glorify God with his help in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. Amen. I'm going to let Jesus Christ rule and reign in my body and in my mind and in my personality and in my ambition and in my motivation. I'm going to let Jesus set my goals. I'm going to let Jesus establish my dreams. Well, let's take a few moments here and let's just express some appreciation for an opportunity to let Jesus have his way. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the... I've come to preach with boldness and conviction today. You don't have to live the rest of your life making excuses. Amen. Everything is pretty much okay. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be pretty much okay. It can be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on, the Bible I preach out of said that when Jesus was able to do what he wanted to do, they weren't just better. They were delivered. They weren't just healed. They were made whole. Man, I don't know that I've ever quite saw it just quite like this before. But there were folks in Gadara that said, you know, this is how it is around here. The reward is worth the sacrifice. The climate's great. The economy's wonderful. Amen. We had a good school system. Everything is really good. But for the demoniac. Amen. And we've done everything that we can do, but nothing we do is ever good enough. And so we've just learned to accept it. We've just learned to live with it. Learned to put up with it. We've adjusted to the sound of the scream. As a matter of fact, if you lived around Gadara long enough, there would come a time where you'd even recognize or realize it. It's like living next to a train track. Just becomes normal. And normal for them, you may be seated, amen, was not normal for anywhere else. But... you know, it's not that bad. He stays to himself most of the time. I'm trying to help somebody right now. Amen. Because there's another, amen, frame of mind I'm preaching to right now that says, you know, it's been this way for so long, I guess it's just going to always be this way. My family has had this struggle for generations. Oh my Lord, help me right now. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. I grew up in church, but I also grew up hearing about the various and sundry hang-ups and problems, amen, of people that were responsible for me even being, amen, breathing air. Amen. I heard about the lack of response, amen, and the lack of emotion and passion from this side of the family. Amen. This is just who we are. This is just how we live. Amen. I grew up hearing about, amen, the problems from the other side of the family. This is just who we are. Amen. You've got that blood in you. I grew up hearing about stuff like that. There are people, amen, amen. You are good people, and you're sitting in this house today. I'm not preaching that you've got to be perfect. Amen. Nobody's perfect. But I'm preaching you can be whole.
steps that you don't have to live the rest of your life like you've lived it up to this point. It meant what's ahead of you is a whole lot better than what's behind you if you'll let Jesus step on shore. Hallelujah. I don't care how long you've lived in the lie. It meant you don't have to overlook the problem. You don't have to overlook the obvious. It's a real problem. It needs the hands of God on it. It's not normal to put up with something like that. It's not normal to have to deal with that attitude every day. I promise you, I'm not trying to pass up problems right now, but I am trying to speak as I'm moved on by the Holy Ghost. And there were people in Gadara that said, you know, everything else is so good, I'll just put up with this little thing. But I'm preaching about revival in Gadara. And then there's the main character of our scripture text. Oh my, if anybody ever got an ear full from hell, it's this man. Amen. He wasn't normal by any stretch of the imagination. Amen. This man just didn't have issues. He was the issue. He was the problem. It was his voice that would scream. It was his body that had scars from the cuts of stones. It was his hair that was matted. It was his body that was filthy. It was from his wrist that the chains dangled. It was his hands that held splinters from the fetters that he ripped asunder. Amen. Oh, he heard it all right. Now, he didn't hear what the normal people heard. You don't really need Jesus that much. He can't do much for anybody like you. Everything is so good already. He didn't hear what the excuse makers and the overlookers heard. Oh, it's not that bad. I mean, it's just one problem. Amen. Oh, he didn't hear that either, but he heard. Who do you think you are? Don't you know he don't have time for people like you? Amen. You've lived with this problem for years, and it has consumed your life. What are you even doing at church? Why did you even get out of bed this morning? Amen. When are you just going to accept, amen, this is your destiny? It will always be bad. Amen. But I want you to understand today, the normal people may have just been going about their normal life. And the acceptors and excuse makers, amen, may have just going on ahead and kept on accepting and making their excuses. But the least likely, the least likely to get into the presence of the Lord immediately. When Jesus got off the boat, there met a man with him. The normal people were just going about their business. The excuse makers and overlookers were just, amen, going about their normal ritual and routine. Amen. They weren't really looking for a revival. As a matter of fact, when they saw what Jesus had done to the demoniac, he's not unclothed and running with exposed scars and screaming, but he's clothed, sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. They invited Jesus to leave. I don't know what you've done, but take what you've done and take it somewhere else. I don't understand that. I said, I don't get that. I said, I can't
comprehend and compute that in my feeble mind this Sunday morning. Amen. They should not have invited him to leave. They should have invited him to stay a little while longer. If you can do that for that, what can you do for me? Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid to learn how to live in a new normal. God forbid that Jesus would make your normal truly normal. Not normal from a Hollywood perspective. Not normal from a social media perspective. Amen. How about normal from a biblical perspective? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Faith to faith. Victory to victory. Glory to glory. Somebody clap your hands right now to Jesus. Somebody give the Lord praise from your heart. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid of revival. In Gadara of all places. Come on, there's a little Gadara in every one of us. I said there's a little Gadara in every one of us. It's human nature to adjust. It's human nature to adapt. It's human nature to learn how to live with pain.
Yes, 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 yes.
But I'm telling you, there is revival on the sea out yonder. I want to know, is anybody looking for revival? I said, is anybody willing to get your eyes off just another day? Anybody willing to stop making excuses? Anybody in this house today willing to say, wait a minute here. Why do I have to put up with this? Why do I have to overlook this? Accept this for the rest of my life. Somebody pray with me right now. Somebody in Jesus' name. Oh, Spirit of Truth. Spirit of Truth. Hallelujah. Yikatolobo Shandai. Isimotaye makaye talabo Shandai. Hallelujah. I'm doing war today with the spirit of deception. I'm doing battle with the lion spirit of hell. Amen. I'm not afraid of it. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. I feel faith stirring up in my heart right now as I identify my enemy. Hallelujah. Come on. You're not by yourself. I know you've tried and failed. I know you've come up short. I know the frustration. Come on, somebody. I know all about it. Amen. But you're not fighting by yourself today. Hallelujah. If somebody today, somehow with the help and the grace of God, oh, can lift your eyes above the horizons of your Gadara. Somebody today, lift your eyes above the tombstones. Lift your eyes above the hills out yonder. You see that little dot on the horizon? You see that white sail sticking up? Looks like there's a vessel. Amen. Headed to this side. Oh my God. I see a vessel coming to this side of the sea. Coming to my side of the water.
No.
I know we've heard all about what happens on the other side. We've heard about what happens at Capernaum. We've heard about what happens at Jerusalem. We've heard about what happens in Galilee. We hear all about all that. Amen. But nothing ever happens on my side. Amen. It's been this way so long. We don't have the pedigree in Gadara that they have in Galilee. Oh my God, put your word in my mouth. Oh God. We don't have the corner of a religious market over here that they have over there. God, somebody, it didn't have to be the one that it was, it just had to be somebody who was looking for a solution, looking for an answer, looking for an opportunity. Surely somebody can help us around here. It could have been the mayor of Gadara. Amen. Out for his morning stroll, looking out on the sea. I don't know how it's ever going to get any better. We've done all we can do by ourselves. Could have been a businessman, maybe a fisherman, mending and washing his nets. Just happened to be the least likely candidate for revival. Bible said this man was full of demons. But I want you to understand, it doesn't matter how big your problem is or how much of a problem it is or how long it's been your problem. If you want to, there's no devil that can stop you if you really want to find the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's stop again right now and pray. I know we're taking some time here. In Jesus' name. Oh, my Lord, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not pulling punches this morning. Amen. I'm standing in this pulpit preaching about a revival. Amen. In Gadara? Yes. Come on. There's a desperate need for revival in Gadara this morning. I've said it already. I'm going to say it again. There's a little Gadara in all of us. There's a little normality in all of us. There's a little overlooking in all of us. There's a little excuse making in all of us. And whether you want to admit it or not, there's a little extremity in all of us. There's something about every one of us. Oh God, will it ever change? Will I ever get over it? Yes, you will. If you, amen, see Jesus. Amen, right about now, that voice of hell pipes up again and says it's too much trouble. You're too far off. You're too far away. His arm's not that long. His hearing's not that good. Amen. Oh, it's not about him coming to me. Bless your heart. With or without your permission, devil. Amen. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I feel the Holy Ghost trying to work on somebody's heart and mind right now. I know this is way different than a normal Sunday morning, but could it be this is just what we need? We don't need another normal service. We don't need another normal message. We don't need to hear another normal sermon. Amen. There'll be time for that later. But right now, somebody needs to understand there's a revival headed your way. Will you receive it? There's a revival with your name on it. Will you welcome your revival? Come on. Amen. Even normal people need revival. People with just a few problems need revival. People that are the problem need a revival. But can I tell you, the solution to everyone is the same. This same Jesus. You say you don't need much, but you're still in need. You say it's not that bad. But you hear me as I try to conclude this morning. You hear me, you know it's worse than you make it out to be. How many nights is it the last thing on your mind? How many mornings is it the first thing on your mind? I don't know what the devil's been telling you. I just know he's been talking. Or I wouldn't be preaching this morning. I need somebody knows how to pray to do what you know how to do right now. I need you to open up your heart. I'm asking everyone to look toward the sea right now. I'm asking everyone to be honest with yourself. Hallelujah. Everybody needs a revival. Please don't invite your revival to go back where it come from. Amen. I'm opening these altars. Amen. I'm inviting everyone in this room to make some kind of move toward the front. Make some kind of acknowledgement. I sense the hand of heaven reaching for me. I hear the voice of the Spirit calling my name. I feel something stirring in my heart today. Oh, hallelujah. Ikatai. Come on, Deborah. It's time for revival. Come on, it's time for revival in Gadara. Oh, in the midst of normality, it's time for revival. In the midst of extremity, it's time for revival. In the face of impossibility, it's time for revival. In Jesus' name. Oh, I believe you, Lord. Hallelujah.